Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. US Vice President J.D. Vance meets Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders to review progress in bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi emphasizes on determining quality in governance through welfare schemes' reach and impact among people, urges civil servants to keep a close eye on global challenges. Country's core sector output grows by 3.8% in March this year. Tributes pour in from across the world over the demise of Pope Francis. Prime Minister Modi and other global leaders hail his legacy of compassion and humility. IMD forecasts heatwave conditions over central India during next 2 days. And in IPL T20 cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders elect to field against Gujarat Titans at Eden Gardens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding a meeting with visiting US Vice President J.D. Vance at his official residence in New Delhi. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. He is accompanied by Second Lady of the United States, Usha Vance, and his children. Mr. Modi will host a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi this morning on a 4-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at the airport in the national capital. Mr. Vance was also accorded the ceremonial guard of honor. This is the first visit of Vice President Vance to India. Soon after his arrival, Vice President Vance, along with his family, visited the Akshardham Temple in the national capital. The U.S. Vice President is also scheduled to visit Jaipur in Rajasthan and Agra in Uttar Pradesh. Our Jaipur correspondent reports that Mr. Vance will be reaching Jaipur tonight along with his family and senior officials of the U.S. administration.
During his stay in Jaipur, the U.S. Vice President will visit various historical sites with his family. These include Amer Fort, City Palace and Jantar Mantar. He will address a business summit on the future of India-U.S. trade relations in Jaipur. During this tour, Mr. Vance is also scheduled to meet Governor Haribhau Bagde and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma. Elaborate preparations have been made to make this visit historic and memorable. Mr. Vance will be welcomed with the traditional Rajasthani culture. Meanwhile, Mr. Vance will also visit the Taj Mahal in Agra on Wednesday. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on determining quality in governance through welfare schemes' reach and impact among people. The Prime Minister was speaking on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. Addressing the civil servants, Mr. Modi stressed the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south.
तेजी से बदलते समय में हमें ग्लोबल चैलेंजेज पर भी गहरी नजर रखनी है. फूड, वाटर और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी, विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए ये बहुत बड़ा संकट है. लंबे समय से चल रहे संघर्षों के कारण कई देशों में हालात और मुश्किल होते जा रहे हैं. इसका असर लोगों पर पड़ता है, रोजमर्रा के जीवन पर पड़ता है. हमें आगे बढ़ना होगा.
Mr. Modi outlined India's ambitious goals for the coming years, including energy security, clean energy, advancements in sports, and achievements in space exploration.
एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी से जुड़े लक्ष्य, क्लीन एनर्जी से जुड़े लक्ष्य, स्पोर्ट्स से लेकर के स्पेस को लेकर, यानी ऐसे अनेक नए लक्ष्य हर सेक्टर में देश का परचम और नई ऊंचाइयों पर लहराना है. और देश जब सोचता है तब हर किसी की नजर आप पर है. आपको जल्द से जल्द भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी भी बनाना है. इस काम में विलंब न हो, ये हम सभी को सुनिश्चित करना है.
On the occasion, Mr. Modi conferred the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration in the categories of holistic development of districts, aspirational blocks program, and innovation to civil servants. Our correspondent spoke to some of the awardees.
मैं रविशंकर शुक्ला उपायुक्त सह जिला दंडाधिकारी सरायकेला खरसावां जिले आकांक्षी प्रखंड कार्यक्रम के अंतर्गत गम्हरिया प्रखंड में समग्र विकास हेतु तथा 5 थीम आधारित योजनाओं के सम्यक क्रियान्वयन हेतु प्रधानमंत्री पुरस्कार प्राप्त हुआ है। इस कार्य को संपादित करने में जन भागीदारी, फ्रंटलाइन वर्कर्स के समुचित सहयोग और सामाजिक विकास में स्वयं सहायता समूह की दीदियों के सहयोग की सबसे महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही है।
मेरा नाम कीर्ति वासन है, मैं डिस्ट्रिक्ट कलेक्टर कोरापुट जिला ओडिशा से। हमको होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट ऑफ डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स कैटेगरी में पीएम अवार्ड्स फॉर एक्सलेंस इन पब्लिक एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन मिला है। हमारा जो फ्लैगशिप स्कीम्स है, प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना, प्रधानमंत्री विश्वकर्मा योजना, मिशन इंद्रधनुष, 11 फ्लैगशिप स्कीम्स को लेके जो असेसमेंट किया गया उसमें हमारा सैचुरेशन हुआ है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 2-day visit to Saudi Arabia tomorrow. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 3rd visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia after his previous visits in 2016 and 2019. The visit highlights Saudi Arabia's strategic importance to India across multiple dimensions. We have a report.
For India, Saudi Arabia remains a critical partner not only in crisis response but also in ensuring the safety of its diaspora and advancing broader regional stability. India's Operation Kaveri successfully evacuated over 3,500 Indian nationals from Sudan with crucial logistical support from Saudi Arabia, which facilitated the safe transit of evacuees through Jeddah. Now, let's hear from Dr. Prince Mufti Ziaul Hassan, who is part of Indian diaspora in Jeddah and instrumental in Operation Kaveri.
Dr. Prince Mufti Ziaul Hassan. I work in Center of Nanotechnology, King Abdul Aziz University for a very long time, and I have been associated in different organizations. Like, I am working here as a managing committee member. I have been the chairman of the Indian Embassy School, and it is a privilege for me to work and to contribute from my part to Indian community. And it is a festival for us that almost 40 years our Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Jeddah.
This practical cooperation reflects the deepening ties between India and Saudi Arabia since the establishment of the Strategic Partnership Council in 2019. The relationship has expanded across multiple sectors including defense, trade, energy, technology and culture. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Jeddah.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a review meeting in New Delhi today with Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai to assess the implementation of 3 new criminal laws in the state. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensic services. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today called upon the people to adopt the pledge for taking care of liver health, get it checked regularly and embrace a healthy lifestyle. The minister said this while addressing the Liver Health Pledge ceremony at a health camp organized by the ministry in New Delhi.
यह लिवर की प्रॉब्लम रिवर्सिबल है, तो रिवर्स हो सकती है। आप अपने जीवन शैली में बदलाव लाएंगे तो लिवर का ऑटोमेटिकली हीलिंग हो जाती है, और अगर हम जीवन में गड़बड़ रखेंगे तो वो ऑटोमेटिकली बिगड़ जाएगा। तो हमें जानना है कि हम खड़े कहाँ हैं, कितना बिगड़ा, कितना ठीक ठीक है, तो उसे और ठीक कैसे रखना है, गड़बड़ है तो हम वापस कैसे जा सकते हैं। तो इसका आत्मबोध करने का ये कैंप एक जरिया है।
Union Minister of State for Skill Development Jayant Chaudhary urged educational institutions across the country to align skill training with the evolving needs of industry. The minister was speaking after inaugurating the NSDC PDEU Centre of Excellence at Pandit Deen Dayal Energy University at Gandhinagar in Gujarat today.
और यहाँ कुछ वर्कफोर्स हमें बनानी पड़ेगी। सेमीकंडक्टर इंडिया के लिए एक नया इन्वेस्टमेंट है और सिर्फ इसलिए संभव हो रहा है क्योंकि टॉप से एक पुश है। जब आप सेमीकंडक्टर इंडस्ट्री को बढ़ावा देंगे तभी हमारे यहाँ डेटा सेंटर स्थापित हो पाएंगे, हमारे यहाँ जो ऑटोमोटिव इंडस्ट्री है उसको नए इनोवेशन के साथ उनको जोड़ पाएंगे। तो देश को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए, मेक इन इंडिया के ड्रीम को अचीव करने के लिए, विकसित भारत के सपने को पूरा करने के लिए ये अनिवार्य है, ये अनिवार्य है।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. the country's infrastructure output, which constitutes about two-fifths of the country's industrial production, increased by 3.8% in March this year on an annual basis. The production of cement, fertilizers, steel, electricity, coal and refinery products recorded positive growth during the last month. The centre has imposed 12% safeguard duty on the import of certain non-alloy and alloy steel flat products with a view to shield the Indian steel sector. Welcoming the decision, Union Minister of Steel H.D. Kumaraswamy said the measure is a timely and necessary step to protect domestic steel manufacturers from the adverse impact of import surges and to ensure fair competition in the market. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 1%. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 855 points to close at 79,409. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 274 points to settle at 24,126. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 24 paise to close at 85 rupees and 13 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 97,330 rupees per 10 grams. Brent crude was trading at $66.46 per barrel. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
Tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. The Argentine pontiff passed away today at his residence in Vatican's Casa Santa Marta at the age of 88 after a prolonged illness. Throughout his 12-year papacy, he endured various health challenges with severe complications arising in recent weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other global leaders from European Commission, Russia, France and the United Kingdom remembered the Argentine pontiff for his compassion, humility and dedication to peace and social justice. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said Pope Francis' affection for the people of India will always be cherished. Talking to media in Kerala, Major Archbishop Emeritus of the Zero Malabar Catholic Church, Cardinal George Alancheri, described Pope Francis as a person who spent his life for the sake of the people.
Not only the Christians, but also people of goodwill all over the world is sad about his departure. But everything happens in the providence of God, and we accept it. And let us be thankful to God for the gift of Pope Francis, who gave a unique witness of the papacy. It is a papacy that is needed for the times, a papacy in its commitment to the poor, to the marginalized, to the refugees, etc., that he gave us.
With the passing of Pope Francis, the Vatican is set to begin its centuries-old rituals that mark the end of one papacy and the beginning of another. A nine-day mourning period, known as Novendiales, will now follow. The burial is expected to take place between the fourth and sixth day after his death, in keeping with Vatican protocol. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions to prevail over central India during the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heat wave conditions are likely over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh during the period. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast parts of the country during the next 3 to 4 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 199 runs against hosts Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 198 for 3 in the stipulated 20 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance meets Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi, both leaders to review progress in bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi emphasizes on determining quality in governance through welfare schemes' reach and impact among people. Country's core sector output grows by 3.8% in March this year. Tributes pour in from across the world over demise of Pope Francis. Prime Minister Modi and other global leaders hail his legacy of compassion and humility. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over central India during next 2 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans set a target of 199 runs against host Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.